For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In depth now, as Jacksonville police and corrections officers are on the verge of a significant pay increase and more, all of it designed to recruit and retain corrections officers and cops in Jacksonville. Action News' Jack's Logan McDonald joins us live from the sheriff's office downtown to break down this agreement. Now, it's a tentative agreement. It still faces final approval, but boy, it's looking pretty optimistic.
Yeah, optimistic to say the least, Rich. More than a $10,000 pay bump for both police and corrections officers here in the River City, pending, as you mentioned, sign off from the Fraternal Order of Police and Jacksonville City Council. But under the new deal, the city said in a news release that starting wages for police would rise from $52,000 annually to more than $65,000, while corrections would move from $48,000 to more than $60,000. And of course, there's those exciting retirement additions as well.
Yeah, let's break down that a little bit, too, because that's for new hires that would go into that different sort of a pension program.
Right, but current hires and current police officers can also opt in. Ultimately, the big change here is currently they're under a 401k plan for retirement, but they would move back to the Florida Retirement Service kind of pension plan starting in 2027. So that's really a big difference here, with Randy Reeves, the FOP president, really saying that, you know, Sheriff Waters will be able to go to other agencies and say, hey, you can come to Jacksonville even if you're in the Florida retirement system, because now we have kind of lateral transfers opening up here to Jacksonville, and that's a huge asset, really, in bringing police officers here to Jacksonville, but also retaining the ones we have here, along with those significant pay bumps.
A closer look at the deal that was just announced yesterday that does await final approval, obviously, but looking optimistic at this early hour at WOKV.com under local news. Logan, thanks.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.